Welcoming all of to the Vatsa Sangha conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Kamal Lochan Prabhu. Kamal Lochan Prabhu is going to enlighten us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th Canto, 18th chapter, verse number 46. Before diving to the class, I'll hand over the call to Sureshwar Shyam Prabhu to give brief introduction of Kamal Lochan Prabhuji. Prabhuji, please take out the call, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna Mataji, Dhanavad Pranam. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. So, a brief introduction about Prabhuji. His Grace Kamal Lochan Prabhuji was born in Mysore in the Madhva Brahma family. Brought up in Andhra Pradesh in a very orthodox family where he developed a natural taste for inquiry into the mysteries of God's creation. Passed out of Marine Engineering Research Institute, Calcutta in 1994. It is there in the college as a cadet. He came in touch with the devotees of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. He found that all the unanswered questions were completely satisfied in the books of Srila Prabhupada. Still as an engineering student, he studied Bhagavad Gita 5 times and mastered the Gaudiya Vaishnava Vedanta philosophy in a short period of 2 years and was initiated into the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya by His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. He joined the Merchant Navy as an engineering officer and worked for 3 years. During this time, he felt the urge to teach the message of Gita to children and youth who were misguided by the consumerism. So he gave up his lucrative job and joined ISKCON Mira Road, where he is promoted as a vice president of ISKCON Mira Road within a year and is currently the co-president of ISKCON Mira Road. He is also a visiting professor in MS University for Management and Social Work faculties, and also conducts seminars on personality development topics in educational and corporate sectors. His only concern is that the children and youth should understand the moral and spiritual values as enunciated in Srimad Bhagavad Gita. His life is dedicated to teaching children and youth. Hare Krishna Mataji, Dhanavad Pranam. Back to you.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Let's wait for a couple of minutes and to Prabhuji to join. Prabhupada, thank you. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanvach Pranam, all goes to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for giving your valuable time and association to us this morning and enlightening on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam. I'll hand out the call to you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya. Naram Chaiva Narottamam. Devim Saraswatim Vyasam. Tato Jaya Mudirayet. Nashtaprayesha Bhadreshu. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtikim. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6. Chapter 18. Text number 46. Titirvacha, titirvacha, dhara ishye, vratam, bhadram, bhuri, bruhi, karyani, yani, me, yani, cha, iha, Nishidhani na pratam ananti yani uta. Ditirvacha dharayishye vratam bhadram. Dharayishye vratam bhadram brahman. धारयिष्ये व्रतं ब्रह्मन् ब्रूहि कार्याणि ब्रूहि कार्याणि यानि मे ब्रूहि कार्याणि यानि मे यानि चेह निषिद्धानि यानि चेह निषिद्धानि न व्रतं गृणन्त्यान्युता न व्रतं गृह्णाति यान्युता. Word to word meaning, Dithiruvacha, Dithi said, Dharaishye, I shall accept, Vratam, vow, Brahman, my dear Brahmana, Bruhi, the state, Karyani, must be done, Yani, what, May to me, yani, what, cha, and, iha, here, nishiddhani, is forbidden, na, not, ratam, the vow, ranti, break, yani, what, uta, also. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Tithi replied, My dear Brahmana, I must accept your advice and follow the vow. Now let me understand what I have to do. What is forbidden and what will not break the vow. Please clarify, state. All this to me. Please clearly state all this to me. Purport. As stated above, a woman is generally inclined to serve her own purposes. Kashyap Muni proposed to train Dithi to fulfill her desires within 1 year. And since she was eager to kill Indra, she immediately agreed, saying, please let me know what the vow is and how I had to follow it. I promise that I shall do the needful and not break the vow. This is another side of woman's psychology. Even though a woman is very fond of fulfilling her own plans, when someone instructs her, especially her husband, she innocently follows, and thus she can be trained for better purposes. By nature, woman wants to be a follower of a man. Therefore, the man is good, and the woman can be trained for a good purpose. Om Ajnana Virandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. శ్రీ చైతన్య మనోవిష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూప కదామహం దదాతి స్వాపదాంతికం వందేహం శ్రీ గురౌ శ్రీయుత పదకమలం శ్రీ గురుం వైష్ణవాంశ శ్రీ రూపం సాగ్రజాతం సహగణ రఘునాథాన్వితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజన సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్య దేవం శ్రీ రాధా కృష్ణ పాదాన్ సగల నిరతా శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితాంశ్చ హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధౌ దీనబంధౌ జగత్పతే గోపేష్ గోపికా కాంత రాధా కాంత నమోస్తుతే సప్త కాంచన గౌరంగి రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభానుసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియ వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపా సింధుభ్య ఏవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్త వృంద. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Now, we have Kashyapa instructing Diti, husband, wife. Nature of woman, and how under the guidance of a good and a qualified husband, even though woman, the nature whose nature has been spoken by Kashyapa, has been described in the previous verses, how she can be engaged, how the nature of woman, which is very malicious, can by the proper guidance be engaged to attain established dharma for preaching, and also doing so many activities in this world. So that is what is the subject matter here. That is how to engage woman. We have children, women, old people, and mad people. Very difficult to understand them. You don't know what a child wants. Like everybody has a mother here. They know when you took care of the children, you don't know, all of a sudden he laughs, all of a sudden he cries. For what? Same thing which made him laugh and be happy will make him cry. Very difficult to understand. There is no way that you can explain to a child. You can only love, you can only show compassion and somehow engage. You save a madman. Can you really explain anything to a madman? Can you understand? Does the logic function? It doesn't function. Old man also, old person.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, your voice became low, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna, now is it?
Yeah, now it is. Yeah, now perfect, Prabhuji.
Okay, yeah. Again, the old people, very difficult to explain to them. Because logic becomes secondary for them. Primary is emotion. Even though logically you say something, that still they are convinced, at the same time the emotion takes over. That is the reason that nobody is able to understand what a woman wants, what a child wants, what a madman wants, what an old person wants. Because of their birth, they bring a lot of prarabdha from the previous life. Very difficult to make them understand. Because their consciousness is covered by so much of emotion that very difficult for a person to really convince them of certain things. Even though they are convinced, but still the emotion overpowers them. That is why it is described in the scriptures that women, they are less intelligent. It is not that they cannot be ISRO scientist or NASA scientist. It is not the intelligence which is spoken there. So many times we find it is described that women are less intelligent, and people make it a big issue and say, you know, just see Vedic literatures, they treat women to be less intelligent. Scientists, they are now becoming business entrepreneurs and How can you say they are less intelligent? See, they are less intelligent from the point of view of understanding what is Sat and what is Asat. Permanent and eternal. In that area, their intelligence is less. When you say intelligence, from the Vedic point of view, it is not that how, it is not the way the modern psychologists call the intelligence as. According to Vedic system, intelligence means sadasat bedam viveka. What is good, what is bad, what is right, what is wrong, what is permanent, what is temporary. To discriminate, the capacity to discriminate between, especially between sat and asat. That is called intelligence. So even in the normal vyavahara, it has been seen that when it comes to discriminating things, very difficult for them to understand what is eternal, what is temporary. Especially when it comes to finances, finance management. So very difficult for them to decide because of their emotion versus logic. The emotion versus logic goes on to such an extent they become totally fed up and get frustrated when you ask them to decide on something. So if you want to really give some trouble to women, just tell them, decide what you want. You give them, you ask, they'll ask you, what should I cook? Then you say, I don't know, whatever you want, you decide. That's enough. I'm totally frustrated. Now you tell what to do. They decide on something and again, no, I'll do this. Thing goes on. Because of the nature, conditioned nature of woman. Many places in the Bhagavatam, this conditioned nature of woman has been described because women have a particular kind of psychophysical psychological nature and physiological characteristics. No, somebody may say, why at all is it he's been created like this? Because there are certain works in this world which require his nature.
Everything in this world is the creation of Krishna, and in this world is the creation of Krishna. But why Krishna at all created women? Because if you see
from the previous verses of Kashyap Muni starts for himself. Kashyap Muni start thinking, "Are re, Jesse, what kind of situation I am in? I gave a word to her that yes, I'll fulfill all your desires." Actually, no woman is actually here. They are only self-interested, the selfish people. To such an extent, they are willing to kill themselves, kill others, get others killed for fulfilling their own self-interest. Even they would kill their husband, son, even brother. Just imagine, Kashyapa is thinking like this. Do you think what Kashyapa is thinking wrong? Kashyapa is not thinking wrong. He's perfect in his thinking. It is the nature. He goes on talking about woman in many verses. He says, I made a promise and the promise cannot be taken back. At the same time, he thought, now I have to devise a means in such a way that her nature is dovetailed in such a way in Krishna's service, in devotional service, in Samvrata, in such a way that she becomes purified. At the same time, Indra is saved. Because she asked for a boon that I want a son by which Indra will be killed. At the same time, my son will be eternal. Duti asked, Varado yadi me brahman, 37th verse. Putram indrahan vrane. Ritam brita పుత్రాహం ఏన మే గాతి సుతో. హే బ్రాహ్మణ, మై డియర్ హస్బెండ్, because you are a varado, you are the giver of benedictions, what is the vara I want? Putram indram anambrane. I ask for a boon for a son who can kill Indra. And how my son should be? Amrutyum. He should be immortal. At the same time, he should kill Indra. Why I want to kill Indra? Because it is Indra. Mrutyum putraham yena me gatitau sutau sutau. Because of Indra, my two sons are killed. Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu, both were killed because of Indra. Now, interestingly, when she asked for a boon, Indra Hanam, killer of Indra. Han has got two meanings. Han is a pun here. One is to kill, other one is to follow, to go. Han. Now, when she asks this Putra Han, Indra Han, Hantum, it means that one who I want a son who kills Indra, that also another meaning is I want a son who is a follower of Indra. So there are two meanings for that. And that is why we know that what happened. Maruta was divided into 49 parts in the womb itself. In this way, Diti, she asked this boon. And then Kashyapa is lamenting. Oh, ho, 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 what a great sin I have done. What is the sin which I have done? I just blindly told my wife that, okay, whatever boon you want, I fulfill your boon. That is the sin. So whenever a woman actually asks something, there is a great aspect of self-interest. Self-interest. Common interest, placing the interest of the common society. That is not primary. The primary will be self-interest. What is of self-interest to me, that is primary. And that is all secondary. The whole world is just meant for my enjoyment only. So that is why the whole world should be under my control. That is the nature of a woman. In this way, he started thinking, oh, ho, ho, ho. Now he actually starts scolding himself. He doesn't say that woman is like this, she is like that, she is like that. No. Because children, old people, women, their offenses should not be taken seriously. They are object of mercy. You may scold them, but you cannot blame them. Yes, women cannot tolerate, children cannot tolerate blame. They are willing to accept scoldings, but not blame. Because it is their nature, swabhava, to do mistakes, to have this kind of self-interest, having envy. It is the very nature. So when somebody is of that nature, they become the object of compassion, not the object of blame. So, just see Kashyapa, how he's reacting. He did not start shouting at the wife and saying that, you idiot, you rascal, is this the way you ask her, what, you nonsense. No, he did not do all these things. He said, oh, ho, ho, there's nothing wrong in her. It is not because she has not asked something, she has asked something which is right. Their nature. Sometimes we say children, when they are small children, when they run here, they are doing noise. We say, keep quiet, keep quiet. No, it is their nature. How can they be quiet? They cannot be. To run, jump here and there, to do some mischief is the nature of the child. To do mischief is the nature of the child. So, to expect something against the nature is our problem. So, don't expect. To have high expectations of great discipline from a small kid of 4 or 5 year old is our problem. We have wrong expectation. The child is not to be blamed for that. Every small kid he plays and he does some mischief. He cannot sit peacefully at one place. The same way a woman has a particular nature. So never blame them for their mistakes. You can scold them, you can mold them, you can correct them, all these things. But blame means it's not the... They are the object of mercy, they should be forgiven. That is why when somebody is born in such a situation of pitiable situation, you should show pity on them. That is what Kardama, Sir Kashyap, is doing here. He is showing mercy onto his wife. He starts thinking that, okay, now I have promised her. And whatever promise I have done a Brahmana, I cannot just give up that promise. I had to fulfill my words. At the same time, Indra should not be killed because he's my son. So then he starts thinking of a suitable solution. What is the solution?
The only solution is to engage. Engage, engage, engage. Engage children, engage women. Especially engage women. It requires great intelligence to engage women.
How one should engage women? Then Kashyapa is thinking, I will engage her in a Vaishnava Vrata. Vrata. Vaishnava Vrata. In the Vedic system, in the Vedic culture, it is so nicely designed that women are always engaged, always busy. This vrata, that thing. In my childhood, I have seen there is no rest for them practically. All day, morning, 4 o'clock till 10 o'clock, they are engaged. There are no maid servants. Even the maid servants are there, they were working along with the maid servants. No sitting idle, nothing, no way. Like the child also, children also. Nothing sitting on sofa, sitting on chair. They engage 24 hours. That is that, something or other, especially Vaishnava Vrata. Get up early in the morning, take bath, do rangoli. Do that, do this thing, cook that thing. Do go on doing something. That is why in the Vedic system, even though the nature of woman was the same, but still everything was under control. The reason was they are working hard and they were engaged. Have Kashyapa, he knows this very well. How to engage. So he start thinking, let me engage Nevrata. By engaging her in Nevrata, what is going to happen, Vaishnavrata? Krishna will sit in the heart of that, of my wife here, that is Diti, and her heart will become purified. Now she is very angry now. Now, if I go and explain to her, she'll become more angry. That is why philosophy always doesn't work. Lectures always don't work. There's nothing like explaining to a child, explaining to a woman. There's only consoling, that's all. That is called Shantvana. Shantvana. You had to pacify the child. Pacify woman. All the philosophy later, not now. So Kashyapa, do you think he could not have given a lecture here now? It's not good for it to be anyways. No, he did not do all these things. He knew that this is not going to work. What to speak of the man, even great men, like Chitraketu. He had so many wives, he had no sons. When Narada went there, he did not give philosophy. Especially when somebody is very much distressed, philosophy don't work. Philosophy doesn't work. What works is soothing. Shantana, Shantvana, consoling. Art of consoling, of course, is a basis of Vedic culture. Basis of relationships, basis of family, basis of society. These days, people lost that art of consoling. I was in a flight yesterday, 8 hours flight. Then there's one baby in my back row. The baby was crying practically for 6 hours in the entire flight. Crying and crying. And mother had no idea how to console. Produced a baby, but no idea how to console. But I was staying in one family for a few days in UK, in London. They had a small baby, maybe smaller than that. But the mother is so well trained that the moment the baby tried, even about to cry, she had the art of pacification, how to pacify. I was just comparing. A lady being groomed in a traditional family, she knows the art of consoling a kid. But now this lady who is just traveling with one baby and she alone, and she had no idea what to do with. Of course, I had something in my hands and I just gave to the small baby. The baby was happy. No more crying. You see, my mothers did not train. The whole basis of family, relationships, society is art of consoling. And that should be known. In Hindi, it is known as Shantvana. It requires a lot of tapasya. One need to be a great tapasvi. One need to be a person who has conquered the mind to do this Shantvana. Otherwise, you also get frustrated. Like the mother sometimes becomes so frustrated, start beating the child. Just a 2-year-old, 2.5-year-old, start beating the child in frustration. They beat, they cry, they go mad. She's so frustrated, just left the baby in the back seat and she went somewhere for a few minutes and came back. So here, Kashyapa, he knew that I'm going to engage her in a Vaishnava Vrata by which she will have no anger towards Indra. And while doing the vrata, what is going to happen? The very purpose for which she is doing the vrata, to get a son who is going to kill Indra, her bhava will change, her mood will change. Children, women, their nature is this. whatever they want today. I want it. Just ask tomorrow, I don't want. Because everything mood, based on mood, they function, my mood. If the mood is nice, everything is there. Mood is not nice, so. That is the nature. They act according to the mood. Abhi mood nahi hai. Mood nahi hai, nahi hai, bas. Mood hai to hai. So good mood, bad mood, all these things matter for them. So, Kashyapa was very much convinced about this thing. I know this woman, their mood changes. So, I'll engage her in this vrata that she'll have no desire to kill Indra. Now, somebody may say, no, if she is engaged in a vrata, her desire will be fulfilled. The desire of getting a son who is going to kill Indra will be fulfilled because it is Vaishnava vrata. Kashyap also knows this very well. Not only the Vaishnava vrata will change the heart of the person who is doing the vrata, but also Vaishnava vrata is designed in such a way that evil results will not be given. But if it is some other vratas, tantrika vratas, especially tamasika tantra, not the sattvika tantra, evil results will be given by that. There are some other non-Vaishnava vratas are there, by which evil results will be given by those vratas. But Vaishnava vrata will not give evil result. Kashyapa knew it very well. So he started thinking, devising, I'll give a process, the Vaishnava process, by which her nature, evil nature will change, and even the process will not give evil result. Now, he started thinking that, okay, I am going to devise a process
by which she will be very nicely engaged. At the same time, evil results will not come. Is it not cheating? Then, Kashyapa, he starts thinking, what was her desire?
Indrahan. Han means to kill as well as to go, follow. So that is how a husband should be very expert, or a father or a mother should be very expert in dealing with the child. To catch the words and then have a different meaning, have a different approach for that. So that is called Sama, Veda, Dana, Danda. Danda is last. The last resort. But to explain something, first is Sama, Dana. So in this way, Kashyapa, he thought, okay, well, I'm not going to cheat her. I'm going to take a different meaning for what she has asked for. She will have a son who will follow Indra. Han also means to follow. And also, what is going to happen is, he will be also the follower of a Devata. He will not be a demon. That is why Kashyapa said, yes, yes, putraste bhavita badre. Hey badre, hey my dear wife, putraste bhavita. You will have one putra who is Indrahan. Indrahan means one who follows Indra and who is at the same time Adeva Bandava. Adeva Bandava. Who will be a friend of demon? At the same time, Adeva Bandava. The 45th verse you have Indra. Indra ha deva bandava. Ha plus adeva, ha plus deva. Two ways you can do sandhi vicheda. Indrahan adeva bandava. Indrahan deva bandava. So Kashyapa, he gave a benediction like this. That he will be a follower of Indra. At the same time, he will be deva bandava. That means he will be a friend of Indra also. He will be a friend of the devatas as well as a follower of Indra. Now Kashyapa start thinking that if I give a vow, which is like something like a small 10 days, 15 days, then it's not going to work. I'll buy time, buying time. For example, some children come to you and say, no, I want this, I want this, I want this. Oh, no problem. I'll give you whatever you want. No problem. But next month, same day, you're going to get it. Children are very happy. Next month, you're going to get it. And next month comes, they forget also. By time. Time is the cure. Krishna, time I am that destroyed the world. For problems which the woman brings to you, there can be no immediate solution. There is actually no solution. There is only one solution. Krishna in the form of time. The problems the children bring to you, I want it, I want it. They get frustrated and say, I want it, I want it. Just okay, pacify them and say, don't worry, you'll all get just next year, you'll get all this, or next year, or more. They forget what they wanted. Because the desires are manogatan, completely controlled by their heavy mind. The mind becomes so heavy, just cannot, even though they know it is truth, but still. After knowing the truth also, the mind is so heavy that it's impossible practically in a woman's body to follow the truth in spite of knowing it, because the mind is so heavy. That is the psychophysical condition, psychophysical consciousness of a woman.
So we should be very careful in dealing with women.
Careful in a sense, you should be very intelligent. Very intelligent. That's called training. How to deal with material nature. How to deal with women. Because of lack of such training, these days, the grihastha ashrama has gone to a toss. They have no idea how to live in the family life. They have no idea, especially the men who are being brought up in the modern education institutes, and they have no proper training. There's no proper training of brahmacharya, no proper training of shastras. They just get married and then land up in a big problem. They don't know what to do with their wife and the child. They just don't have no idea what to do with them because they're not trained. They're not trained in sense control. That is why brahmacharya ashram is so important. Somebody is trained in a proper brahmachari, then only he is qualified to marry. Sometimes when few boys in our youth firm, they come and tell me, Prabhuji, I am not qualified to be a brahmachari, so I want to get married. I told you, idiot. Only a brahmachari can marry. First get qualified, become qualified brahmachari, then only you get married. That is why brahmachari ashram is, the grihastha ashram is there. If somebody is not trained as a proper brahmachari, he has no idea what his woman is, how to deal with them. That is to suffer. Whole life suffering.
no sense control, don't know what to speak. What to speak, when to speak, how to speak, has no idea. Then he also becomes a woman. What will happen? Two women, they quarrel. That is what husband-wife fight. Whenever there is a husband-wife fight, this man, husband also become a woman. He's not a strong brahmachari who has controlled his mind and senses. If somebody is controlled in mind and senses like Kashyapa, even a person like Diti can be pacified and engaged. A devata can be born. She can give birth to a devata. If you're not sense controlled, even if you get a devi goddess, a devi, you just cannot handle it. Well, fire, you should know how to deal with fire. You can cook with fire, at the same time you can burn with fire. If you're expert cook, water may be the fire, however the fire it may be a big fire, small fire, you can cook nice, tasty food. That's how the Grihastha becomes very nice. If the husband knows how to deal with that fire called woman, Kashyapa was such a person who could do this. Then what he thought, let me buy time. After 1 year, what's going to happen? Definitely the mind is going to change. He was so confident about it.
Then he thought, I am going to give a vow, a rata, which is so difficult, but it doesn't seem to be difficult. Outside it will be so easy. Yes, 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 you will say everything, yes for everything. Because when there is so much of avesha, to get something, they would agree for everything. That is why women should not do any business deals. They want something, for that they agree for everything without reading. There will be some small causes. I agree. Go on agreeing. But they don't see. In small letters it is written. Conditions. Many conditions are there. They would not see. That is why you should be very careful. Because the desire to get something makes them blind. And Kashyapa knew this very well. So he thought, I'm going to give some vrata which seems to be very much agreeable for Diti to perform. But at the same time, it will not be so easy. You'll come to know in the further verses. For 1 year, what he says, you know, what vrata he gives. Don't harm anyone. Don't curse anyone. Don't speak lies. Don't cut your nails. Don't grow your hair. Don't make your hair proper. Don't touch impure things. Do not enter water while bathing. Never get angry. Don't speak with sinful people. Never wear clothes which are not properly washed. Do not put on a garland that has already been worn. So he goes on giving a big list, and he knew very well it's not easy. But when he was speaking, it was in such a way that it will be agreeable for her. And Kashyapa, he knew this thing very well. There will be certainly some irregularities in her performance of these vratas. Because of two reasons. One is the vrata is for a long period of time and is not so easy. Though seemingly it will be easy. So there will be some irregularity. And by performing that vrata, what is going to happen is, without she knowing, her mind will change. Without she knowing. So, just see Kashyapa, how intelligent is he? You need to be so self-controlled and so intelligent to engage women. Only a person who is so self-controlled and intelligent get married. Otherwise, Baba, be as it is. Sometimes some boys come and say, Prabhuji, I'm not qualified, so I want to get married. I'm not qualified to be a brahmachari, so I'm getting married. My dear sir, are you qualified to be a grahastha? Grahastha is a senior ashram. Brahmachari is junior ashram. When you think that you are not qualified to be a brahmachari, that means you are not even qualified for 10th standard. How can you think of 12th standard? How can you be qualified for 12th standard? So, brahmacharya means that to be qualified, to get qualification to deal with women. Somehow in ISKCON, we have a wrong attitude. Think that, okay, Prabhu, I cannot be brahmachari, so I want to get married. What is this? Do you think grihastha ashrama is for all unqualified people or what? Kasadega dabba. No. It requires great sacrifice. It's not easy to manage one woman and two children. Parents, money. How much qualification is required? If somebody is actually maintaining a household properly, it means it is actually bigger than, more difficult than managing a country. Not easy. Greatest tapasvi. If he is able to take care of his wife and children and they are happy and they progress in Krishna consciousness, all the sannyasis and brahmacharis should pay obeisance to that nagrahastha. It's not easy. So one should be like this. He had all this intelligence. He said, let me buy time. 1 year, definitely there will be some irregularities. And at the same time, in Vaishnava Vrata, irregularities are performed. Somebody may say, no, he's going to cheat her by giving some Vrata, which is seemingly easy, but not easy. Is it cheating? It's not cheating. It is not cheating because in Vaishnava Vrata, even the irregularities are there is no harm. But in other Vratas, there may be, if there are irregularities, then there will be opposite result. So just see how cautious is he. In one sense, he is cheating her. In other sense, he is cheating her for higher purpose. Like the mother sometimes deals with the child. She gives so many promises. Do that, beta, all these things she says. But do you think she is cheating? Yes, she is cheating, but for higher purpose. Srila Prabhupada once, he used one word. He said, I tricked you all to Krishna consciousness. I tricked you all. So, you need to have different ways and means of how to trick women to engage them in Krishna consciousness. For that, you need to tell lie, tell lie. You want to tell something, you want to trick, you do anything like mother, child. I'm just giving a lot of parallels. The mother would sometimes, beta, come here, I'll give you a sweet, but inside the sweet, there'll be medicine. A bitter medicine will be there in the sweet. They'll cure the. So the child is thinking, my mother is so nice, she has given a sweet. Like here, she is also thinking, my husband is so nice, he has given me. A process, a sweet process by which I can fulfill my desire. But no, inside that there is a medicine. As she says, in the 46th verse today, says it through Vacha, I want to follow. She's so excited about it. Because Kashyapa told, hey Bhadre, hey wife, I am going to give you some vrata, which is for 1 year. Yes, your desire to get a son who is going to kill Indra and person who will be enemy of the enemy of the devatas will be born to you. As soon as Kashyapa told, she became so excited. Yes, 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 please tell me what should be done, what should not be done. Follow the vow very nicely, sincerely. Please tell all the details. I will not break it because I have got a great desire to fulfill. So this is the other aspect of women, that they are very good followers. That one spark can give one spark of goodness which the woman and the children have. That to be obediently follow, provided is enough to actually bring them to the highest platform of Krishna consciousness. So one should know how to utilize the spark. That is to be sincere followers. Just tell, they accept. No questions. Even though ask questions, it's only just to get attention, that's all. Not that they don't want to follow. So in this way, Kashyapa, being a perfect husband who knows how to engage even people like Diti, who is so envious, and then bring her to the perfection of life, that is to be non-envious. We stop here. Any questions, please do ask.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Thank you so much for wonderful class, Prabhu. If anybody have any questions or realizations, please go ahead.
Prahladananda Prabhu.
Pardon, Pranam Mataji. Thank you very much for allowing me to speak. And we will pranam to Amandu Chandrogi. I have some little reflection here. This part of Srimad Bhagavatam, especially depicting the nature of a woman, is sometimes very much confusing to me. I'm almost 70. I'll be 70 on 10th of this month. And all my life I have practiced as a professional OBGYN doctor. And I had experience with women in India, women outside India. And my impression is, I have studied my own mother, my sister, my wife, and other women. And my impression, as far as I understand, as far as my intelligence goes, as far as, I'm a conditioned soul, Brahma, Pramad, Vitra, Lipsa, Karana, Pata, all this is there. But still, I differ from this. And I still believe that Bhagavatam is completely apaurusheya, and it must be the true light there. But so far, having treated so many women, character like that, only two women, both outside Vedic culture, had approached me and told me that they wanted to kill their husband. So that had shocked me that time. But in general, I would say women are so soft, good mothers. Very few exceptions could be there. But then, in general, I believe, as you are saying, that, women are more emotionally controlled. Yes, they have this hormonal life as against men's life, which is controlled by the central nervous system. It's a nervous system more defined than a hormonal system. So women undergo a lot of mental kind of emotional life and that. But still, as we have all seen that, so many women are CEOs, even prime ministers, like that. So sometimes this confuses me, but, I fully believe that Srimad Bhagavatam is apaurusha and must be the right thing like that. So this was little reflection I wanted to share. And thank you very much again for allowing me to speak. Dhanvad Pranam Prabhu. Hare.
Thank you so much for sharing, Prahlad and Prabhuji. Jyoti Mataji, please unmute yourself and please go ahead, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Dhanvat Pranam, Mataji. Thank you for allowing me to ask questions. Hare Krishna, Dhanvat Pranam, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, my question is, how Shastras define mood? And the second question is, how to learn more about the art of consoling? Is there any reference in the Shastras? Could you please refer to some books? Hare Krishna, thank you so much.
There is no book as such. Srimad Bhagavatam itself is the best book. What happens in the Vedic system of presentation is knowledge. And all the aspects of knowledge are interwound in that. In the modern system, is chemistry is different subject, physics different subject, that is different subject, this is different subject. You may be a chemist, but you may not be a physicist. That's fine. But in Vedic system, there's only one teacher in Gurukul. He has knowledge of everything because knowledge is seen as one unit and different aspects of knowledge are intertwined. So in this way, when you read the Bhagavatam, when you want to find out the specific aspect of consoling, how to console, you will find those features in practically in every chapter you'll find somewhere or the other. In the Mahabharata, there also you'll find. In Ramayana, there also you'll find. So whichever scripture you study, read, you will get these things, how to console. The best thing is actually to see our own grandparents, how they lived their life. Because you are far away from them, that is the problem. The knowledge was transferred in Vedic system by culture. So when you go far away from culture, you're actually going far away from many aspects of our knowledge. So the knowledge was intertwined in the culture. For example, Ayurveda. Ayurveda, our grandmothers were not Ayurvedic doctors. They had no knowledge of it, but they followed the culture, how to cook. When you cook according to the Vedic culture, your traditional, then it is actually medicine, it's Ayurveda. They knew what to cook and when, but that is scientific. So scientific knowledge of all aspects, whether it is emotional health or the physical health or mental health, or economic health, it is the part of culture. So, if you teach culture, if you follow Vedic culture, then naturally all the aspects of knowledge, you unknowingly you get it. That is what I can say. But I cannot recommend any specific book for it, which is a modern approach for knowledge.
Yes, Prabhuji, thank you so much. And could you please define mood? Because what happens in the scriptures, it needs a lot of peaceful mind. And we are in so much of Rani and on the move we are reading. So even though the things will be there, but to grasp it, it's difficult because the consciousness has to be purified to read the script and understand and then follow it. Especially following it takes a lot of strength. That's the reason I asked the question. And I just wanted the definition of a mood. And that's it. Hare Krishna.
Mood means the state of mind. Sattvika, Rajasika, Tamasika. It's called mood. It is bhava. What is the bhava in your heart? Sattvika, Rajasika, Tamasika. So that is called mood in one sense. So now because of Rajas, even though you're reading, it doesn't enter. Just reading. That is why one should have a sattvic lifestyle or at least read in the sattvic time. Sattvic time is a morning time. Sattvic time. Afternoon time, what kind of reading can happen? Tell me. The place. So what is the place? That should be sattvic. So if you have these circumstances which are sattvic, they'll help you in grasping things. At the same time, it is not just reading, it's also hearing. So when you are hearing, then actually you'll get many aspects of knowledge. Okay. She starts here.
Grateful to you. Thank you so much, Hare Krishna. Please bless us all.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Shiv Kumar Prabhu, please go ahead with your question, Prabhu.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Dandavashrams. Prabhu, one question, Prabhu. In a family, if one person is practicing bhakti and it is in a stage where it has not matured enough to kind of reflect in a proper behavior yet, when is it still in early stages, just the sadhana alone, would it have some effect for the other partner, Prabhu, who is not interested or not practicing bhakti? Is the question, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
That means, your question is that if one person is interested in bhakti, another is not interested in bhakti, and what is the mood, isn't it?
Yes, Prabhu. Just to elaborate, Prabhu, I mean, let me be open. I am practicing, Prabhu, but my wife is not interested. My practice is not matured enough to kind of reflect in a positive, right, Vaishnava behavior yet. I have not reached that stage yet. Just my practice alone, would it have some positive impact on my wife, is the question.
Yeah, she is your wife. You should be happy if she is able to be a good wife. Let her be a good wife. If she is a good wife, then don't force her to be to practice Krishna consciousness. And by you practicing Krishna consciousness, you become a source of inspiration for her. Be a source of inspiration. Then automatically should practice. But if you force, then what is going to happen is there will be a strain in relationships. Krishna consciousness is spiritual. It is not to be connected to the material relationships. So every soul has got its own this thing. And if you, she's a good wife and you're a good husband, if you practice Krishna consciousness very nicely and expect only to her to be a good wife, that's all. What is going to happen? Being she seeing, okay, my this Krishna consciousness is helping my husband to be a good husband. So it is good that he's doing. She'll assist you in Krishna consciousness. Isn't it? The same way applies to the wife. So don't try to become an acharya, a teacher, preacher for your own husband or wife. The biggest mistake we do in our family circumstances and mess up our family, and then you lose your family also, you lose your Krishna consciousness also.
Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Prabhu. Anjana Gopika Mataji, please go ahead, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dhanat Pranam. Prabhuji, very nice question. My question is regarding Prabhuji. In Vedic culture, everything was very perfect. Means, husband, they were brahmacharis and they were very nice devotee, and ladies could follow. The modern time, I'm saying, I'm regarding that. Means mostly women are interested in Krishna consciousness rather than the men. Men are not very interested in Krishna consciousness. We can see, but I don't know this is really showing or emotionally men are inclined to be in Krishna consciousness or are they really advancing? That is my question. And another question, Prabhuji, is women can get success if husband is not proper Vaishnava or proper brahmachari, or he is not following properly all the whatever the scripture is saying. In that case, it's woman is because in our culture there is no divorce, anything system is not there. And in that case, with staying with the husband, are women get success, Prabhuji, in Krishna consciousness?
I'll answer your second question first. Krishna consciousness is independent of varnashrama, independent of material circumstance. So, women can become perfect even though they have a husband who is not Krishna conscious, who is demoniac. There is nothing. There is no relationship with that. Krishna consciousness is development. Who can stop you from chanting?
husband may be the demoniac, so snatches the mala and then starts slashing because he starts chanting. You can think of Krishna in the mind, isn't it? And become Krishna conscious. So can anybody stop? No. Can anybody kill the soul? No. So now going to the Vedic culture. Now these days, we are not. No. That is why Prabhupada established this movement. That is to bring back the Vedic culture. Somebody may say, no, he preached Krishna consciousness, not Vedic culture. Of course, there are some people who talk about it. Krishna consciousness is independent of Vedic culture. But then why Prabhupada made his disciples wear sari when he went to America? You see those old photos when people doing a Nagar Sankirtan. All Prabhupada disciples, what did they wear? Their saris, isn't it? And I came to ISKCON initially when I was visiting temple. They used to show me in ISKCON youth for me. They showed me some videos of Prabhupada, how he started Krishna consciousness. So impressed by these devis who are looking like practically devis. They are all Western bodied, but they were wearing simple Vedic dress, isn't it? So why Prabhupada made them eat rice, dal, sabji, puri? Why not pizza and all these things, which they were already eating? So that itself shows that Srila Prabhupada brought Vedic culture to establish Vedic culture. So we had to follow it. We had to establish that. There's no other option. Now, coming back to other point, that is, if somebody is not having following the Vedic culture now, America and all these situations, what to do? There is no way that you have to practice it. We have to bring it back, but it will not going to happen in one generation. It at least takes two or three generations. Over a period of time, it will happen when you have sanskars performed and proper ashramas being established. It's going to happen. We are only 50 year old movement. And in the next 50 years, you'll find some solution for it. Okay, so we stop here.
Prabhuji, I think there is one more question, Prabhu. Do you have time, Prabhu, or shall we end the call?
Okay, one last question.
Okay. Hemi Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam. Very nice class. I just have a question regarding the woman's nature. So, I mean, you mentioned woman works in self-interest. So, is it like the nature we're born with? Is there any choice for a woman to improve it or kind of, say, with Krishna consciousness, can she improve or get better? Or is it like this is the way we're born and we kind of have to live with it and continue to practice our Krishna consciousness? Thank you, Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.
I did not say this.
This is the scriptures which say that the woman, their nature is self-interest. Why we should change the nature? We should engage the nature. Now, definitely, for example, 5 children are there. Now, woman, the mother of one child, would love the child more than other children. That is the nature, the early partiality. But that is going to be a useful asset in nourishing the child. So don't expect impartiality. Expect what her eagerness, her desire that my child should be the best. Isn't it? So why are you expecting that she should be a sadhu, you know, see everybody the same? Don't expect that, na? So when you have wrong expectation, then you have problems. Then what to do?
you engage that that nature in making the child. Yes, why don't you make your child the best? Yes, I'll make the child best. I'll teach the shloka for my child and make him learn best. Use that. Why you want everybody, just expect everybody to be sadhu, pure devotee? It's not. You're conditioned. When she's beyond all these things and beyond the Atma Buddhi, she's a liberated soul. We are not. Be humble. First step of humility is to accept. First step in humility is to accept that I am conditioned soul and trying to be Krishna conscious. I am not Krishna conscious. I am trying to be. Isn't it? So in this way you can engage the nature, not change the nature. Changing nature. Try to change the nature of people. No. Yuktasya bhaktamsta niyunjatopi. The guru engages. The same engage. So I know it's a vast subject matter and I'm not qualified to really speak on this because I can only give you theoretical knowledge. I am not I have not been a family man to give some experiential knowledge, but some useful tips I give in today's class. Okay. Hare Krishna.
Let's thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for your wonderful class. We are so thankful to you, Prabhu, and we look forward for your association again. And let's end the call here, paying obeisances to Prabhuji and all the devotees.
Vancha kalpatarupyaksha kripa sindupye vacha patitanam bhavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha.
Dhrandrasunad bhagatam ki jai.
Ki jai.
His Grace Kamal Lochan Prabhuji ki jai. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Jai. Jai.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much. Thank you, everyone.
Gauranga, Gauranga, Nityananda.
Gauranga, Nityananda. Gauranga, Nityananda. Haribo.
Haribo. Thank you, everyone, for joining. Closing the call for today. Hare Krishna.
Haribo. Haribo.
Haribo.